All right. Thank you for the opportunity to be here. As I said, my name is Kyle Briscoe. I'm a field development scientist with SeaPro Corporation, and I'll be speaking about Brake herbicide and Brake's new mode of action for weed control in cotton. A little history on Brake herbicide. The active ingredient is fluridone. It was initially looked at in cotton in the 70s and 80s, but never commercialized and actually became registered as an aquatic herbicide known as Sonar, trade name Sonar. I've heard multiple people say it's the best cotton herbicide I've ever seen. That is from work that was done in the 70s and 80s. And fast forward to, 5 years ago now, in 2011, the USDA contacted SeaPro to see if we would be interested in registering fluridone, registering Brake, and cotton. There was a need for a new mode of action, limited number of herbicides in cotton. We're looking at glyphosate-resistant Palmer amaranth. I mean, these problems and the need for a new herbicide. So in 2012, Section 18 emergency authorization for the control of glyphosate-resistant Palmer amaranth was issued for use of Brake in Arkansas and South Carolina. Now, before I move into the development from that first Section 18, 2012, I just want to give you all an overview of what Brake is. Fluridone, the active ingredient, is a bleaching herbicide. I mean, you will see, may see, weeds come up, turn white, turn pink, and then die. It's a group 12 herbicide. It's a PDS inhibitor and inhibits carotenoid biosynthesis. It absorbed via the roots and readily translocated within the plant. Now, cotton is very, very, very tolerant to fluridone through differential uptake and sequestration within the cotton plant itself. However, it cannot be applied over the top of cotton, so this is a pre-emerge product. So moving on in the development of Brake, I mentioned the Section 18 in 2012. Additional Section 18s were granted in 13, 14, and 2015, and ultimately Brake's been out in six states now. You have North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia in the southeast. You have in Arkansas, Missouri, and Tennessee in the mid-south. It's been applied to more than 100,000 acres. We've had excellent cotton tolerance to the product, and what we've really worked to do is we've worked with the growers to assess Brake as a part of a herbicide program for Palmer amaranth control. Continuing on with the development, this is what we're looking at right now. It's three Brake herbicides. We have Brake F2, Brake F16, and Brake FX. Now, Brake F2 and Brake F16 are very similar. They're a combination of fluridone and pimecifin. The only difference being that there's a little bit less fluridone in the F16 and a little bit more pimecifin. And then you have the Brake FX, which is a combination of fluridone and flumeteron. So we've taken the PPO out in the FX, so that would be another option. As stands right now, we're looking to get a federal Section 3 registration in 2016, and that will be for three products, the F2, the F16, and the FX. As I mentioned, label pre-plant, pre-emergent, two modes of action, whether it's fluridone and pimecifin or fluridone and flumeteron. Controls annual grasses, small-seeded broadleaves, very excellent Palmer amaranth control, excellent cotton tolerance. Extended residual under wet conditions, and what we have seen is that fluridone has been shown to reduce pimecifin injury and safen the pimecifin, if you will, as part of a safening effect. Brake is not a standalone herbicide. We're recommending it be used as a part of an integrated weed management program. That said, this is the program that we are recommending. It's a start clean, stay clean program where you have a pre-plant burn down or cultivation. So you start clean, you apply Brake pre, whether it's the F16 or FX or F2. You have a post one of glyphosate and glufosinate plus the residuals, so you're overlapping residuals as shown by the diagram. And what's critical here is the timing. the timing being 12 to 16 days after planting is where we want that to be applied. The post 2 glyphosate or glufosinate plus the residual 12 to 16 days after post 1. And then you have your lay-by that comes 14 to 18 days after post 2, including another residual. So ultimately, you have four residuals down, and that's really going to help you stay clean as part of this integrated weed management program. Some results from grower trials that we've had out. This is Break F2 as a part of a program. You can see post 1 went out, Liberty Staple, post 2, Liberty Dual Magnum. 22 days after planting, you have a clean field. 56 days after planting, you have a clean field. It's all about the timing, as I mentioned. Break does a very good job pre-emerge, but we are recommending it as part of a herbicide program. I mentioned extended residual control, and this is the active ingredient Floridone in Break. Really, really likes water, so you almost cannot put too much water on this product. This is really this chart is showing results from 67 days after planting, which would be 41 days after the post went out. We had roughly a half inch one day after planting. We had an inch and a half in the first week after planting, and the total over the 67 days was 12.6 inches rainfall. So quite a bit of rain over the 67 days. And this is F2 and FX, the bars on the left there, compared to no residuals and only post of Liberty. So we're nearly 100% control even under high moisture conditions. I also mentioned a safening effect that we have observed. These pots represent an untreated control on the left, Break by itself, Famespin at two rates by itself, and then the pot to the right that's circled is what happened when you put the Floridone or the Break with the Famespin. So you can compare the circle on the left to the circle on the right, and you can see just by plant height that there's an obvious effect going on here. So in summary, what we're going to have for 2016 is Break F16, which is Floridone and Famespin in the southeast. We're going to have the FX, which is Floridone Flumeneron in the mid-south, the southwest, and the west. As I mentioned, labeled pre-plant, pre-emergent, two modes of action, broad-spectrum weed control, excellent pomegranate control, excellent cotton tolerance. I mentioned the extended residual control under wet conditions and very easy to place as part of an integrated weed management program. So I'd like to thank USDA Cotton Growers, the consultants, Cotton Incorporated, National Cotton Council, all the university cooperators that we've worked with in the past 4 years, 5 years, developing these herbicides. It's unregistered. This is my legal slide. Unregistered pesticide, pending registration. Its content is for informational and educational purposes only. And with that, I'll take any questions that anybody has about Break herbicide. Yes, sir. There is actually the question was, is there any rotation restrictions? And that was one thing in the 70s and 80s with the rates that they were using, that there were some rotational restrictions, and we are still doing research to narrow those down, but ultimately at the use rate, which is a pint on the F16 and a quart on the FX, you're going to be able to rotate. Obviously, plant cotton the next year. You have you'll be able to plant peanuts, sweet potatoes, and soybeans. Everything else is currently not going to be within the time frame.
Any other questions?
Thank
you. Yeah, I've heard our weed scientists say that's the best money you can spend if it's in a wet year. Excuse me. Our next speaker, Tom Brooks, is going to do a double time first presentation, three new next-gen Extend Flex cotton varieties for Texas. And I'll go ahead and lead into the second one and the same varieties for the cotton belt.